Thank you, a coffee.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Would you like a coffee?
It's all right. This gentleman's going to make an announcement. Yeah, just to announce who's speaking. No, you're there. You're there. It's your place. And then it's your turn.
A black coffee or white coffee?
No, I'm not sure.
White coffee. How many sugars?
Three.
One spoon. I didn't know you had an orange job last week.
Start your day at the Turaway in northwest London. Monday, 22nd of Cheshvan, 6th of November, Rino Rav Reb Shmuel Weinberg Shlita. Behemton Shell, Tzadikim, and Akadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Al Yodom. This week's Turaway is sponsored Lizchus Hashivuim B'Melchoma Sheyachsu Levotehem L'Sholem B'Mehiro, and also sponsored by the family Lizchus Refu Shleimer of Yosef Do Ben Chayla Nere Yoe. Sheyiskel refuah shleima b'korah b'sof sh'orcho le'Yisrael.
Thank you so much for having me, for inviting me.
Came to London from...
Originally from Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, I had a simcha this week. My son got married last week. So it's good, what? And it's a simcha this week. Combination together. So, of course, I always will be searching for a inyan to talk about it. We're going to Parsha Shavua. And we always like to take it also, it should be Simchas HaTorah, to learn something interesting, would bring a Simcha to you out. But also it should be relevant, should bring something Lemaise. What we could learn for us, especially this parshias, what Maise Ovois Simen Lebonim, we have to learn from the Maise Ovois how much it's possible to us. Thank you. Appreciate it. So the parsha, talking a lot about Ariches, the main part of the parsha of the Shidduch from Yitzchok, and Eliezer have to leave Eretz Yisrael and goes to Choron and he starts a shidduch, and he had a lot of preparation, what he taking with himself. So in those time, maybe the airport was closed, he had to take 10 camels. But the Torah is telling us, he took 10 camels. For where did he took? Maybe he was renting this. Maybe it was a special company. But if you want to go from Eretz Yisrael to Choron, so you're renting Gmalim. You're buying a ticket and they gave you a Gmalim. But the Torah is telling you now, it was Migmalei Adoinov. This was the camels belongs to Avraham Avinu. Why the Torah have to tell it to me? What's the Nafkemine? That doesn't look a part of the story at all. So Rashi telling us, Migmalei Adoinov, no. Nikorin oyu mishar gmalim. If you look in the camels, you was able to realize right away, this is the camels from Avraham Avinu. Sheoyu yoitzim zmumin mipnei agezel. The mouth, they put something in the mouth, they should be close, they should not going to be able to eat. Avraham Avinu was very mesudo. In the time to feed the camels, they gave them food. But otherwise, the mouth was closed. They put something in this because they don't want the gmalim to eat in the field from grass, from someone else. Mipnei gezel. Avraham Avinu was very makpid and gezel. So that's the reason. So everybody looks on the camels from Avraham and says, oh, these camels, something in the face, something in the mouth. That belongs to Avraham Avinu. This is what the Torah is telling us, Migmalei Adoinov. This is not the first time that we have it. And the previous, already in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, so the Torah telling us about the fight, which was between the shepherds, which was belongs to Avram, and the shepherds from Loit, Vayehi Riv ben Roye Mikne Avram, and ben Roye Mikne Loit, was the whole family goes together, the eight shepherds was helping them, but it was a fight between them. Rashi says, why it was the fight? Lefisho Yuroyov Shaloit Reshoim Umarim Beemto Mizdois Achairim. The shepherds from Loit, the people was in charge of the animals from Loit and the sheep and the cows. They let them to go to passion to another field, even it was belongs to other people. And the Roim from Avram was very careful on this. They couldn't take it. So they told them, they're rebuking them. They told them, what are you doing? This was the fight. And this was causing, Lemai said, that Avram told Loit, okay, so you can stay together with me. Go to Zdoim. Not to Zdoim, but find to you another place. This is very interesting, Agav, very, very interesting. The Medrash Evovir, a big Arichus, and the man, the Psikte also, and the lotion from the Psikte, Kshe'odom tzadik af bnei beisoi tzadikim. If something is very important to you, very matter to you, it's have an impact even on your family and even on your people what's working to you. Avram Avinu was so honest that the Roy, Avram Avinu didn't tell to the Israim, to the people what's work for him, to rebuke the people what's working for Loit. You're getting paying to be the shepherds from Avram. Who gave you a schar? Did you become a rov? Did you become a magachir? You know, today everybody wants to be a magachir and to be a rov and to be... But Avram Avinu didn't pay them for this. But the Medrash says, Kshe'odom tzadik af bnei beisoi tzadikim vekol mi shedovuk boi. The people from Avram was walking with their awareness. We can do such a thing. So far, they told the Roy Loit, we can live with you together. That's not the way what Avram teaching us. So from all of this, we see the fundamental thing out of Avram Avinu was so makvid and gezel that he have such a huge impact and everyone was working for him so far that everybody was realizing, even the animals from Avram, they're walking in the streets differently. Usually we see, oh, he belongs to this family because they're dressing differently, the tzniyas dik. Over here we're not talking about the tzniyas. The animal was makvid and gezel. ברוך אתה אדינו אלוהים מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. It's very good. The Ramban came over here and he argued on Rashi. He asked a question, and very, very interesting question, fascinating question. He says, "I hefshar." The lesson from the Ramban. "I hefshar sheiye achasidus bebeisoy shel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir godoil from." What happens by Avram? What the Ramban means? He brings the Medrash. The Medrash a very interesting story that the robbers were thieves. They were stealing the donkey from Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir. It's like today, someone, they steal the car. In those times, what was exactly your car? So the horse, the donkey. So they were stealing the donkey from Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir. They was hiding there in the cave where they was hiding, and 3 days she didn't eat nothing. She was in a diet for 3 days. So after 3 days, they says it's not a eitzah. She will die over there. She will smell. That's not a metziah. They send her out, and she finds the way to go back to the house of the Pinchas ben Yoir. She was standing out, she was groaning, and they recognized, wow, she came back. So they say, Nebuch, they are hungry. So they gave her to eat some barley. This was the donkey's eating, but she didn't want to touch it. She didn't want to touch it. So they asked Pinchas ben Yoir, Nebuch, she came, she's groaning, she's starving. But she doesn't want to eat. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir says, did you give her to her very quick the food? Did you clean that? I mean, she's a donkey. You have to treat her nicely. Says, no, it's very good. It's a barley. We gave her a good barley. It's clean. So he says, that you was mafrish, trumes, and maisres from that? So he says it was a tevel. Tevel means you buying this from a mohoret, someone, but it's not al mitchochem. Midoraisa, you could trust them. that he will be makbid and toyer of mitzvahs. So midoraisa you're allowed to read it, but Rabbanon was machmir. So they told Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, this al chumra from the Rabbanon, you taught us, you told us only if we want to eat, but to feed the animal, we're allowed to give her even a tevel. It's okay, we didn't do nothing wrong. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says, you're right. But what should we do? She's machmeres al atzmo. She's a frum donkey. And nothing got to do. She's very frum. We have to bring it in calculation. Yeah, she doesn't want to eat. You can't force her to eat something that she doesn't want. And the Medrash bring that Rav Irmiye was sending figs to Rav Zeire. So, you know, Rav Irmiye was sending figs to Rav Zeire. Rav Zeire is Rav Zeire. And he says, Rav Zeire, Rav Irmiye for sure will send me the figs only if he will mafrish trumas or maisres. And he was says, if a shul will not going to eat, if he will not going to be mafrish trumas or maisres, everyone was stressed on the other one. But in line, he ate the figs. The next morning he told him that he was mafrish trumas or maisres. He says, no. So he says, oy, oy, oy. Im rishoinim kemalochim, the first generation was like angels, so onu kubnei yodom. Im rishoinim kibnei yodom, onu kachamoyrim. Because the donkey from Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, she will not going to be nichshel even in a tevel de Rabbonon. And me was nichshel in a tevel de Oraise. But lemaise, Esther Ramban and Rashi, this is Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Alachas kamo vekamo avrom avinu, roisha ma'aminim, cannot be the chassides that the donkey from Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, it was more tzadeikes and frum and from the animals in the house, from the household from Avraham Avinu. So why did he need to tie and close the mouth? They should be careful from gezel. So we're not going to touch the gezel anyway. This is the question from the Ramban and Rashi, and that's the reason the Ramban doesn't want to explain like Rashi, and he argue of this. So I want to offer to you two answers. One, it's a very lomdish answer. It's an answer from Reb Elchanan Wasserman in Mesech Techulin. And then we will see maybe a simple answer. What's a shovel lekol nefesh? It's relevant even to us, even we don't have donkeys in the houses. Meanwhile, I didn't sew in Golders Green. The Gemara telling us in Chulin, in Dafe, that Rabban Gamliel was, we're not talking on the first Rabban Gamliel, we're talking on the other Rabban Gamliel. So he was answering Shchitas Kusi. Kusi was like Geirim were being forced to join Klal Yisrael. Lemaisa, there was not Geirei Emes. We saw in the Meshach from the generations, we cannot trust in them. So they answered the Shchita. If he was shechting, slaughtering an animal, we're not trusting him that he did it properly in the right way, in the aloches. It's not kosher meat. We cannot eat it. So Rav Zeire was doubted. Maybe Rabban Gamliel only says if he was shechting and it was no ashgocha. But if a eid, a kosher eid, a frum eid, not a kusi, was standing over here and watching him that he's doing that properly, maybe it's okay. So Rabbi Yaakov Baridi telling him, wow, do you look like someone who's never learned? If he was shechting and nobody was watching, Rabban Gamliel need to say it's also. For sure it's also. The only issue from Rabban Gamliel even was a mashgiach. Shchitas kusi asur. So the Gemara says, Rav Zera was agreed to this or not. It was not sure. So he was bringing a raya. Rabbi Yochanan ate from Shchitas Kusi. Eilige Amoyre, Rabbi Yochanan, he ate from a meat. What who was slaughtering, who was shechting the animal? A Kusi. So the Gemara asked, maybe Rabbi Yochanan didn't know that it's also. The Gemara says, cannot be. Cannot be. Kodesh Bor, ein a Kodesh Bor who may be takola al tzadik, al tei tzadikim. It's impossible. If it's also, it never happens to Rabbi Yochanan, he should eat something also. Must to be Rabbi Yochanan know that Rabban Gamliel says that you can eat from Shchitas Kusi. But he was holding only if it's no Mashgiach. But Rabbi Yochanan was standing over there. He was watching. He was making sure the Shchita was okay. That's the reason that he was eating. Then the Gemara use this expression that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takola Lidei Tzadikim. Can be the Rabbi Yochan will be Nichshal in Achilas Dovar also. So Tosfos on the spot, and in a few places in Shas, he bring numerous of cases that something happens to Tzadikim. Big Tzadikim, Tanoim, happens something where the Torah doesn't let. Lemoshel, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, a big Tane, from the earliest Tanoim, he was killing Eid Zoymim. We're not going to go near to the old Pasha from Eidim Zoymim, you for sure knows. But Eidim Zoymim, if they try to kill someone, and we find they made it up, it's not a true story, they have to die. But the halacha is only if we prove it on both of them, not on one of them. And Yudum and Tabai happens a case that he's proving only on one of them, and he killed them anyway. Terrible thing. He killed a person, but the Torah doesn't say to kill this person, right? And he didn't mistake. So Tosfos asks, "Wow, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takol al Tzadikim." It's another case. Chachomi was telling that a person should not going to use the candle on Friday night in Shabbos when it's dark, because we're concerned maybe we're not going to realize he's going to do the light the week, he's going to make it better, he's going to be over enough meloche for Mavir, for Meish. Rabbi Shmuel says, "I'm not choishesh, I will be careful." So he was learning Friday night, and he didn't realize, and he violated the Yisur from Shabbos. So you see, it happens to Rabbi Shmuel, happens to Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai. Where happens this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching tzaddikim. She never going to happen to them. Something is also. So Tosfos came and he tell, no, it's not a rule. Of course, a person had a bechira, and of course, could happen to a person that's like every human being, that chaz v'cholile, he should be nichshal in aveira. You have to be careful. It's only in one category. Bemidi de'achile, in food. It's gnai latzadik sheyoichal dvar iso. It's a very terrible thing. It's a very bad thing for a tzadik. He should eat something, eating something where the Torah says you can eat it. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a special ashgocha. He's very careful. He's watching and guarding the tzadik. He should nothing going to happen to them. In every other isurim, a tzadik have to be careful. He have to be careful like everyone. But if a person is a special tzaddik, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to watch him and be careful, he should not going to eat dovor also. And we know even from the history, not only from the Gemara, we know even from the history of tzaddikim, that he have a special ashgocha, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this area particular, that he should not going to be nichshal in achilas dovor also. What?
Oh,
it's very, very, very good question. What is the pshat in the Achilas Dovar Iso? But Tosfos is adding of this. You have a contradiction for this. What's about, we find the Gemara in Arvei Psochim that Rav Irmiye didn't realize and he ate before Avdolah. We're not allowed to eat before Avdolah. The Gemara says it's a terrible oinish to eat before Avdolah. You see, even in something where you're not allowed to eat, a tzaddik could do by mistake, violate the siso. So it's contradict to the whole principle what Tosfos only just told us, that bedvar iso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. So Tosfos mamish in a very lomdes way, Tosfos says it's a big difference. If it's the dovor osu be'atzmusoi, like we like to say, it's a heftze de'isure, the reason what the Torah says don't eat it, because this item the Torah doesn't want you should eat, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu is careful and watch the tzaddik, she's not going to be nichshal. But if the dovor is mutal, but only because now of the time, if you will do avdolah, Rav Irmiye was allowed to eat it. What Rav Irmiye ate? Chale, salad. The left potato kugel from Shabbos. You're allowed to eat it. This is not an issue. It's only because the time was the wrong time. Because he ate before Avdolah. That's not going in this principle, in this rule, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is careful and watch the tzaddik, that he's not going to have a takola. This is Tosfos.
You say the same with Tevel?
Oh, Tosfos doesn't go to Tevel, and we're going to go to Tevel in a second. Very good. I just want to explain the Tosfos, Toistus. It's a shach and a taz. Many times the shach and the taz argue. They are big poiskim, are big rebbes. The taz and the shach. They both the noise kelim and shulchan aruch yoyredeye. But in some concept, both of them was agree. The shulchan aruch yoyredeye simen peyalef. A woman, when she has a baby, the baby has to nurse from the mother. And needs the milk. In those times, they don't have like the powder. He must to have the milk from the mother. And the mother, because she was sick or in a not good condition, the doctor told her, because pikuach nefesh, she allowed to eat something. What's the dvar isu? She allowed to eat a pig, or she allowed to eat an avele or a treife. Anyway, a pikuach nefesh doich hakol ha-toyer kula. And the mother needs it for her health. Right? Tell the shach and the taz, but you should not nurse the baby. Because the milk come from the material, what's the milk now come, the ingredients, whatever in the meals come from a dover also, and we don't want the baby to have a nature, a not good nature. The dvorim asurim bringing to a person to have a nature, what's metamtem es alev. It's a yid, what's mean metamtem es alev. A yid by nature, have the nature to have, to believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to fear a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to love a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to want to learn Torah, to keep mitzvahs, yet it by nature. And to eat this kind of stuff, what the Torah says you're not allowed to eat, it could mamish ruin its Jewish nature. When it meisem bom, when it tamtamtem bom, it's close the heart, the Jewish heart, and we may be telling a mother, I advise, do not do it. Think what we're saying over there. She was allowed to do it. She didn't do any issur. What do you want from her? We're not blaming you. You were supposed to do it, 100%. You were supposed to do it. It was a mandatory for her to do it. If she will go to the Rav tell her, you must to do it, you're not allowed not to do it. Right. 100%. 100%. Came few people to the Oli Rebbe, the Imri Chaim from Viznitz, and they was crying to him that in the time from the Holocaust, they had no choice. Only to eat a meat, where it was non-kosher meat, otherwise they will die. So the Rebbe told them, I want to tell you, at the same mitzvah what I'm doing by eating a matzah for afikoymen, you did when you ate this meat. The Torah tells you, you must to do it. You must to save your life. It was not a choice. Yeah, truth. But now when it's come to feed a baby, says the Taz and the Shach, do not do it. Because sof kol sof, this material, these ingredients, have by nature something not good. And not cause to the baby to have this nature. You want him to grow up to be so far that from where we're learning this? We're learning this from Miriam, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to nurse from these Egyptian ladies. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asked, how could you learn such a halacha from Moshe Rabbeinu? The Medrash says, Pesha osid ledaber im Ashkina. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rebbe from the whole Eden. How could you learn from this halacha to every other baby? Maybe it's true, only about Moshe. He needs to be special. He needs to be unique. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, no mother allowed to say, my son going to be less than that. You don't know the future from your son. He maybe will be Godel b'Yisrael. You can make the decision when he's a week old, when he's a month old, that he's going to be less than Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to treat your son, maybe he will be the future for one of our Gdolim. You want to ruin his chances? You have to be special careful in everything what you're eating, in everything what you're doing, not ruin the holiness, the nature from your son. This is the explanation in Tosfos, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu led to the tzaddik to have a bchira, it's your choice. You have to be careful not to be nichshal. You have to check and extra make sure not to be do some aveira. But when it's come to eat something also, that's difference. That's the pikuach nefesh for your soul. This is what you're talking about. the Ruchni's spiritual life, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to give you Shmire, is not going to let you to be Nichshal in that. This is the Shita Satoises, says Rebbe Elchanan Wasserman. And Rebbe Elchanan Wasserman proved, now, because there is man I can go for that. Rebbe Elchanan Wasserman proved that Terume maybe is different. Terume, it's not considered like Terume, it's not considered like a tevel. It's not considered like a dovor, what you're allowed to eat, nor in the time, because I could be mafrish. Terume, it's considered a chefze from Isure. And the Tosfos bring a story from Elisha ben Avuyo. He was a rebbe from Tanoim. What happens to him? Why went out from the derech? So because the mother was feeding him in the time which she ate something but he was not supposed to eat. Komiker de Kovitch Yurim says, this is the explanation and the answer of what the Ramban asked in Rashi. Let's think about Gezel. Gezel, it's a dover also. If somebody eats something, a food that they stole, that's caused timtum alev, that's going to bring the every bad impact what they have, like you eating something non-kosher food. Sarah Belchonu Basserman, no, because Gezel, you could pay money and to buy it. The item from the Gezel, you still, a person steal bread from the store. This is a bread what you allowed to eat. That's not a bread what you made it from ingredients from Dvorim Asurim. You don't have this nothing, it's also go pay a pound of this and $2 of this. I'm not sure what's the price for my bread in the United Kingdom. But pay money and you're allowed to eat it. So Gezel, it's not considered like Nevele or Trefer Dvorim Asurim. This is the reason what Avraham Avinu needs to watch and be careful on his animals. They should not going to violate any Isur Gezel. But a donkey from Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir, she was careful not to eat Tevel. Tevel, it's a dover also. It's a big difference between Terume to Tevel. Tevel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want a yid to eat Tevel. It's considered like a nevele, like a trefe. The thing is also, the item is also. If you're going to violate it, if you're going to eat it, it's like you eat dover also. Gezel, it's not because the item is also. Gezel, because you take something which not belongs to you. But the item doesn't have an issue with this. The item doesn't have a problem with this. That's the reason that Avraham Avinu needs to be extra careful on Gezel, even though the donkey from Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir was careful and not to eat Tevel. This is the way what Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman offered. Very beautiful. And if you look in the Ramban and Chulin, the Ramban and Chulin bring the Teretz from Tosfos, and he's saying, Tosfos bring the fundamental, he saw it only in something from 40. He argue on this. He says it's not true. So the Ramban would argue on the Tosfos in Chulin, ask and Rashi this question. This is the way from Rebbe Elchanan Wasserman, very beautiful way. I just want to finish. I went on the question from the Ramban. The Ramban asked a question. Why Avraham Avinu have to close the camels, the mouth? He was a big tzaddik, right? Tzaddikim were less than Avraham Avinu. The animals was careful. Why Avraham Avinu needs to do it? And I think this is a yesoid for us too. Of course, did an animal? She doesn't have a brain. I don't think the chamoyre from Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir means to say that she was. If you're going to give her to read some book, she can't do it. And if you ask her, explain to me some places in Baba Kama, I don't think, don't go to learn by the Chamorah from Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir. She was a donkey. She didn't change. She was not a different donkey. Even the donkey from Bilom, where she spoke, it was an ass. But she was not a different, she didn't have a brain from a human being, right? So how come to a donkey that she's careful and she's not eating something which is not allowed? Because the holiness, the Gdusha, what was in the house on Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir was so huge, was so great, have an impact even on the household, even of the people what was in the house on Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir, and even of the animals. That was a ness. There was Shaloel Piderech HaTeva. Right? The Kodesh Baruch says the Gdusha from the Tzaddik is so huge, it's have an impact even of the animals in the house. But And Avraham Avinu is not trusting in the nets. Avraham Avinu, when he comes to do his avoid, he says, I have to do what I have to do. I have to be careful. I have to do my avoido. Of course, the donkey from Avraham Avinu were not going to eat from a gazelle. It's true that Avraham Avinu is trusting in this. He says, it doesn't have anything for me. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the gift that you give me, that you watch and you're careful, that even my animals not going to eat over also. I appreciate it. But I have to do my job. And it's a Dvar Musa to everyone. People want to create, to have houses. But it's a, we live in Baruch Hashem, Malchus Yisrael Chesed. Everyone have whatever what we need. But people want to have that the house should be a house, but it's a source for pureness, for tahare, for holiness. And you're never allowed to say, forget it, of course, I'm in a good shul, I mean, my kids in a good yeshiva, it's the whole environment. It's true, Baruch Hashem, thank you for that. You have to do what you have to do. You always, always have to be careful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what you want for me. I will try to be extra careful to make sure this is the right way. I'm walking on the right way. I'm making sure my children like this. I make sure my family like this. I never take for granted, oh, it's for sure, it's can be differently. Avraham Avinu didn't do it. Avraham Avinu know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping them, but he choose to be careful, to make sure, to be on the safe side, that it is never over an ei. So thank you so much for having me. Have an amazing day. It's lovely.